591. Amend contract with City Central Concern to increase the not-to-exceed amount by $572,137 and extend the expiration date until October 31, 2016 to provide additional treatment readiness services, transitional housing, and follow-up retention support services to chemically dependent homeless adult chronic arrestees.
Westbrook and Ms. Rochon are here to tell us about this program. If you ever get the chance to do what I got to do last week and watch a graduation of the service coordination team, which I think you probably have, it's a reaffirmation that progress is possible. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
And thank you for taking the time to be there. Appreciate it.
So tell us about this.
Well, I'm Sarah Westbrook, the commander at Central Precinct, and this is Emily Rochon, our coordinator of service coordination team. We're here simply to ask for an extension of the current contract that we have, 15-16 contract, so that it's taking longer than we thought it would to get our to change from the regular contract to the RFP process. We're almost ready to get that RFP out there into the public, but it just we're worried we're going to run out of our current contract.
Does this amendment change the scope of the work or just continue the status quo?
Continues status quo.
And we had a robust discussion the last time you were with us about the contracting process. Are we on track, as the council, I think, expressed its intent to do a RFP or whatever the technical process you're using to design to give everybody a fair shot at applying for this work?
Yes, we are.
And there's nothing in the contracting process that is being developed which gives a preference to any particular provider, including the incumbent?
No, there's not. That's one of the reasons we're working so hard to work on the language.
Thank you.
Good. Further questions? Anything else you want to add, Emily, please?
We're also doing a pre-submittal conference as well. So anyone who may be interested in the RFP process can come in and ask any questions. So we're hoping to open that up I'll be doing a presentation, kind of overall scope of the work that we do and the participants that we serve. So then there's a kind of a greater understanding for the RFP process, what we're looking for.
Great. Thank you both.
Thank you for your work on this. I just want to comment that I believe this is part of the intent of the mayor's concern for a diversion program, except not with people who've been arrested, but rather for people who are just living outside but who do need chronically treatment for being chemically dependent. And so this is a great model. In a few weeks, I'm going to be bringing an ordinance to the council referring a marijuana tax on the sales of recreational marijuana to council, and this is an example of a program that we could expand if we had more funding for it, and which has been proven to be successful. And you're right, Mayor, that the personal testimonies of the lives saved and the productive citizens returning to becoming taxpayers and employees is very, very rewarding. So thank you for all of your work.
Thank you for your support.
Both. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay, we'll take testimony. Come on up. Thank you both.
Cheddar, do you have something on this?
On the service coordination
team? Yes, he signed
itself.
Up.
Yeah, okay.
I was homeless 5 years ago, and I found out these services are necessary and need to be funded for a comfortable Portland. Chemical dependence to me is also cigarettes. When homeless people come up to me, I was homeless, and ask me for money, I don't give them any money, because maybe they're going to go out and buy cigarettes. And I like to refer people to the Bud Clark Commons. That changed my life 5 years ago, and it got me coordinated there. So I also like to say sometimes, just like sometimes the people think the commissioners here and the mayor are heartless, I'm heartless with homeless people. I don't know what their agenda is if I give them money. You know, they go out and buy a fifth and just lay on the sidewalk. Generally, I don't know any social programs where they hand out alcohol and cigarettes. So that's just my point of view, that we need these things. It was very useful for me. I had plans to go to L.A. and just where it's warm or something. I have a rule sometimes I'd rather starve to death than freeze to death. And this area is agriculturally blessed. I mean, we have a lot of food, low population. And so that's why I'm glad I stayed in Oregon. But I'm just saying, I just can't go around giving people money. And I like to be able to, I say, go to the Bud Clark Commons. It's near the bus station. And then that's it. I don't feel guilty about that because I know I don't know what they're going to do with the money if I gave them some.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, this will be continued next week because we have to have four people here to vote for it. But I just want to say I won't be here then, but you know, this program is expensive but worth it. That is, it is very expensive to keep arresting people over and over again for committing crimes. And we do that as a society, and it is expensive to get people into recovery and get them back into society. And actually, of course, it's much less expensive to do this, and not to mention the human difference in cost for both all the parties to those criminal violations and to those lost opportunities and to that lost productivity. So this program is just a huge success. It gets demonstrated every time we see a graduation. I'm still walking about 6 inches off the floor just from seeing what you've accomplished with that group of people. So keep up the good work, and this will be back next week for a vote. Thank you. Okay.